Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Of course, Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and worship. We want to tell you some things about Jesus, sing to you about Him a little. We want to talk to Him in prayer, read you some things from His Word. We want you to know who Jesus is. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And yes, we come to you in Jesus' name with the Word of God. Let's begin this service today with the scripture from Matthew 6:20. He says, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." The wonderful words of life from the Word of God, the scripture to begin today's broadcast. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you invite someone to worship with you? And then also I'll tell you about the website in case the broadcast time is inconvenient for them and for you. Let's take the holiness hymns. Let's go to page 232. Join with us. Clap your hands on "I Would Not Be Denied." Pangs of death seized on my soul, and to the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. I would not I would not be denied. As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord. An instant with a courage bold, I stood upon His Word. I would not be denied. I would not be denied till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. But praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. I would not be and made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh, one more time. I would not be denied.
I would not be denied.
And I've mentioned on other broadcasts about the tragedy and the persecution in our land, and we need to pray for those that are in the ministry and those that are spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to pray that the Lord will strengthen them and anoint them and use them. I may not agree with everybody's procedure and their tactic and maybe just the way everybody does things, but if their gospel is pure and from the Word of God, we want the gospel to go forth, do we not? At our church here in Mount Vernon, we've been having outside street services in front of our church for a few weeks where we set up the PA set and the keyboard and get out on the front porch of the church and on the sidewalk and sing and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We used to do street services a long time ago, and I hadn't been in one in a long time, but the Lord seemingly impressed on me to do this, and Sister Linda and some others from our church were in favor, and so we've been gathering once a week, Friday or Saturdays, and having church out on the front sidewalk of our church. And we appreciate the Lord helping us there. And at the last service, when we got done, a lady from across the street came over and was talking to us about the music and things. And she said, I was a Pentecostal. She said, my dad and my grandfather were both Pentecostal preachers. And she said, I used to have the Holy Ghost, but I am a backslider. Well, I talked to her about coming back to Christ, and she's supposed to start attending our church. I want you to pray. Her name is Kathy. I want you to pray that the Lord will speak to her and to others. We've had several go by. The police have even went by, but they've not bothered us. They didn't come by to see us. They just drove by a few times. But no one has bothered us, and we've had freedom to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful time. I trust that somebody will be saved. We may never know about it, but the Lord knows about it, and He knows how to speak to their heart and take them. So let's use every element of ministry that we can, and let's work for Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You today for the Word of God. Looking here at the precious promise I didn't read, Lord, but we could just incorporate it in this prayer. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law, from Romans 13:10. Lord, help us to realize that if we love our neighbor, we'll not have any ill against them. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Use this service for the glory of God. All the ministries, Lord, that are trying to win souls for You, I pray in the name of Jesus, You'll anoint them and use them. Lord, take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that You said it would not return to us void. It would not come back void. There's nothing vain about it. It's pure and it's true and it's holy and it's anointed and it's Spirit-filled. Lord, use this service for Your glory. I pray You'll bless those churches and those ministries, the individuals, Lord, help supply their needs. Just grant them grace and favor. We're living in the last days. Help us to get the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to each one, we pray, in Jesus' name. Well, worship with us now if you prayed.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
And we're just going to move on. Sister Linda is going to sing Reach Out and Touch the Master. The Lord bless her as she sings.
day, a man called Peter went walking on the sea. He saw the wind and was so afraid, he began to sink. He cried, "Master, save me," for he knew he could not stand. Jesus said, "O thou of little faith," and he took him by the hand. Just reach out and touch the Master. He's the one who never changed. He'll hear you when you call upon his name. Just reach out and touch the Master. He'll take you by the hand. If you reach out and never doubt, he'll lead you to the promised land. There came a certain woman, 12 years she'd suffered pain, spent all she had, done all she could, yet she was still the same. She said, "If I could just touch him, I know I'd be made whole." So she reached out as he passed by, and it satisfied her soul. Just reach out and touch the Master. He's the one who never changed. He'll hear you when you call upon his name. Just reach out and touch the Master. He'll take you by the hand. If you reach out, never doubt, he'll lead you to the promised land. Just reach out and touch the Master. He's the one who never changed. He'll hear you when you call upon his name. Just reach out and touch the Master. He'll take you by the hand. If you reach out and never doubt, he'll lead you to the promised land.
Hallelujah. Well, the reason we're doing what we're doing is from 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. It says, "I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove and rebuke and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables." But here's what he said to do. "But watch thou at all times, endure afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry." Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we're trying to obey that scripture. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Make any checks or money order payable to the Power of Pentecost. You can call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the Power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Just reach out and touch the Master. He's the one who will never change. He'll hear you when you call upon his name.